A little lighter stitching.
Good morning. Try to make this quick. You may recall, 10 years ago, the county built what we call our corporate hangar taxi lane out at the airport with the intent of having five big box, 10,000 square foot hangars along it. Right now, we have three. Those are the big blue hangars you see when you go out to the airport. Over the years, we've made several attempts to get new tenants in those two empty spaces. We've looked at different things like the county building a hangar, you know, public-private partnership, et cetera, and just haven't come up with the right plan. Garrett Janoga, who owns Georgetown Air Services, our fixed-base operator at the airport, has made a proposal to lease the first empty lot that's right there by the entrance road and to build, at his expense, a 10,000 square foot hangar. So that's the first topic today. Garrett is here. I'm going to let him tell you about his plan in a second, but the thing we've heard over and over again for the last couple of years is there is a shortage of hangar space up and down the East Coast. So there's a market for this. You know, we've done a lot of expansion at the airport, trying to attract aircraft to the airport. We just don't have any place to put them inside. So that this solves that problem. And I'm going to let Garrett come up and make his pitch for you.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Garrett Janoga, the owner of Georgetown Air Services. And as Jim said, I want to build a 10,000 square foot hangar to house large aircraft, very similar to what you see out there now, pretty much the same color and size of what you see now. And this is really, I think the discussion today about supply and demand is what I want to inform you of and how I'm viewing this project and why I would like to undertake it. Hangar supply on the East Coast is very, very limited from New York down to Richmond. It's a very limited amount of large hangar space. And specifically in Delaware, there's virtually no large hangar space even at Wilmington. Really, Wilmington is the only larger airport. But our competition is Salisbury, Easton, Wilmington, even Cape May to an extent. And there is virtually no large hangar space available. So, and even at to bring down even at a lower level at Delaware Coastal Airport, we have 100% occupancy. There is no vacant hangar space at Delaware Coastal.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there's very limited supply on
Delaware Coastal.
Say again?
Delaware Coastal.
Delaware Coastal Airport.
Not
yes.
Sussex. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So on the demand side, there's a lot of demand for large aircraft hangars.
Okay.
The typical type of tenant we might have, whether it would be a charter aircraft operator, someone who's going to bring either a jet or a turboprop in and run charter out of our airport. That's something else that's missing that a lot of our competitors have, and that we're seeing a lot of charter out of in and out of the airport. It's especially this year, I've more charter than I've ever seen. Seems like it's more coming out in and out of New York City,
mm-hmm.
out of Teterboro and White Plains and those airports. So a lot of charter going on, so there would be a big opportunity there for a charter operator. And the other type of tenant might be I call it the Leona Helmsley model, which some of you may remember. Leona Helmsley, a New York real estate developer, kept her private jet down at the airport and would, because it's a much lower cost of housing
wow.
aircraft down here.
Oh, okay.
And her crew, aircraft, her pilots and maintenance crew were all based down here. And there's opportunities to find a similar type of tenant up in New York City because of the limited supply of hangar space up there to bring someone down here just like that. Hangar space in Teterboro and White Plains can run 10 to 15,000 a month or up to 20,000 a month depending on the size of the aircraft. So we could be very competitive with that There's ways to get into that market that I've discovered. So there's gatherings and there's people in the transactional flow, the attorneys, the brokers, the lenders, etc. So I've already reached out to some of those folks. I've already done a lot of due diligence and intelligence gathering on the opportunities. So I'm very confident about the lease up. Don't think there's going to be any problems leasing up this space. And could be the first of more, that'd be my hope. So I'll entertain any questions, but I want to keep it short. I know there's...
Who's going to pay for it?
I'm paying for it.
He is.
Your company?
My company's paying for it, and, you know, we've, you know, it's the typical ground lease. It's going to revert to the county ownership at the end of the term. That's, you know, the standard...
Good for you.
Standard policy. So, yes, I will be financing the entire...
Will it be a public-private partnership?
It's all private.
Private, okay.
It's all on me and my company.
It's not nonprofit.
I am...
That's a what?
I don't hope to be a nonprofit company.
He hopes not, yeah.
It's not my goal.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Oh!
Some it is.
Good.
Any questions about what I want to do?
I believe Joan meant private and public was that you're probably going to rent the airport off and that's where you're going to put the building.
Right.
I am renting the...
He's going to lease the space.
I didn't hear what he said.
That's true. I am renting the land from the county.
Thank you.
Chicken, do you have a motion?
Yes. Actually, I have two motions. Garrett has made a request that we change his existing lease to kind of match this lease to make the finances work for him. So we've agreed to present that to you. So I actually have two motions. One is to amend the existing lease, and then the second one is for the new lease. So the first one is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president execute a lease amendment with Georgetown Air Services LLC for lots A3-2 and A3-4 and the terminal building office space as presented. And those terms are in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure, council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Horwath.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
No, I'm sure he did a very good job, like usual.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Horwath?
Yes, and congratulations. Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, the second motion is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute a lease agreement with Georgetown Air Services LLC for lot C1 at Delaware Coastal Airport to include the terms presented, and those terms are in your packet.
Mm-hmm. Motion, council? Is there a motion?
Well, move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Horwath?
Yeah, second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah.
Questions? I see in the... In the rent, that item 6.1.1, rent increases by CPI over 5 years, but not to exceed 3%. So if CPI is higher than that, we just...
It's capped at 3%. But most of our leases are capped at about that level.
Really?
I have a general question when you get to it.
Is that good or bad? I mean, the marketplace, I know it's something we do, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
We've done some crazy things.
As a ground lease, it's not really a bad thing. You know, we're not maintaining anything out there. You know, if the CPI went up a lot, you know, and we were spending money to take care of the building or do anything out there, that'd be one thing. But, you know, it's just a piece of land.
Okay.
But we do have improvements in the ground. We got the sewer. Right, we own that. Other things,
true.
I mean, those are our costs. I mean,
true. We got a lot of money to it. Other words, we got a lot of money in the airport.
We do in infrastructure and everything else. I'm just saying. I'm just a question. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if capping something is makes sense.
Well,
but
most of our leases are the same way.
Yeah,
most of them are. Right.
My question is, it's general. It's not about that motion, but it's about the airport. Maybe later I'll ask that one.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Horwath?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, thank you. Second item, there's a couple things involved here. As you're probably aware, one of your most important responsibilities as airport owners is maintaining the safety of aircraft arriving and departing the airport. In fact, four of our grant assurances with the FAA for the grants that we've received kind of address this. They expect us to be able to identify obstructions within the airspace around the airport, have an actual plan to mitigate those obstructions, and then actually carry out that plan. And they would look at any protracted delay in doing all that stuff negatively the next time we apply for a grant.
Yeah.
So it's very important not only for the safety of aircraft around the airport, but also for our funding out there. The study that we're proposing to do with Delta Airport Consultants, our airport consulting firm, We'll do all those things that the FAA has asked for. The first step is to do an aerial survey, which you may think is just around the airport, but you can see from the drawing, it actually goes out quite far from the airport. There are several imaginary surfaces that the FAA requires us to keep clear. I won't go into all of them, but one is very important. It's what they call the 20-to-1 visual surface that, you know, for every 20 feet horizontally, it rises 1 foot vertically. Right now, not having that information for our crosswind runway prohibits pilots from, at nighttime, flying an instrument approach to our main runway, breaking it off and flying, you know, circling around and landing on our crosswind runway.
I thought we solved that.
We had an issue with that with the main runway.
Right.
Actually, it was one of the utility poles on Park Avenue was a foot too tall. Okay. We had to get that removed, or aircraft wouldn't be able to land at night on our main runway. So that's important. Part of this study will then be to take that information and develop a mitigation plan, which means they'll have to identify all the surfaces that any of those obstacles penetrate, and, you know, prioritize the importance of mitigating those obstacles and what the options are. Sometimes it's removing a tree or, okay, you know, lowering something.
Actual,
you could also mark it
or
you know, okay, paint it or light it. Okay. They'll come up with that plan. And it also, they have to identify who owns the property, because eventually we're going to have to deal with the property owner. And you can see that, you know, the potential's there for quite a bit of,
yes,
of that. The actual mitigation will be in next, FY18's budget, so you haven't seen that information yet. And we don't know what it's going to be. So
that would affect cell towers.
That's possible.
Yeah.
You know, but those are lit. That's a mitigation.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean we have to take them down. Just we have to do something
and,
to.
And it has nothing to do with complaints that I'm getting coming out of Milton about the airport.
No.
Good. We'll take care of that later.
Yep. The other benefits, like I said, is we'll, once we have this information, the FAA will start allowing pilots to fly a circling approach to our crosswind runway at night. It will also allow us to request new instrument approaches to the crosswind runway, which we don't have right now, which would be a big increase in our capability. The cost of this study is $248,110. If you approve this, then I'll present the grant to you. That's going to pay for 90% of that.
Right.
Unless you have any questions.
You have a motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council approves task order number 4 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. to provide professional services for Sussex County Project 16-19, conduct aeronautical study for obstruction mitigation, which increases the original contract amount by no more than $248,110, pending receipt of a federal grant.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Arnold. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions?
Question,
Mr. Wilson.
Excuse me, has this been put out on a bid? Sounds like a lot of money to me.
Our engineering consultant is done on a 5-year cycle with a competitive selection process. So, yes.
So it's been on bid. So it's on a bid, correct?
There's a selection process that we're required to go through by law. Right.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, here's how we pay for it. The FAA has offered us a grant for 90% of the project. And as I said in your packet, you're not just accepting the money, you're also accepting the obligations that come with it. And there's about 30 pages worth of strings that come attached to this that are in your packet that I won't go over, but I do want to make sure you're aware of that. I have a motion.
As with all other grants.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett, you had said something?
No, I'll just wait after the motion.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council accepts the Federal Aviation Administration's grant offer of $225,549 is the United States share of 90% of the allowable costs incurred in accomplishing the project, conduct aeronautical survey for RNAV approach.
Make that motion.
Pleasure of council. Motion, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Second. Mrs. Deaver? Question on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
On these strings from the FAA, are there any concerns that you have with respect to those strings? And if so, what are they? No, not really.
These are the same strings that have been there for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Every other grant that we've had.
And 90% means they own 90% of the airport. No wonder we changed names.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, one last bit of this kind of housekeeping. The Airport Advisory Committee has recommended some changes to the bylaws that require your approval. Mostly started with the name change, but there's some other things that are listed in your packet that, clarifies that members are appointed, not elected. But that was all in your packet, and it could answer questions.
By county council, a lot.
I'm sorry?
Most of them are appointed by county.
Appointed.
Yeah, county council.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, motion, sir.
Yep. Be it moved based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee that the Sussex County Council amends the bylaws of the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Mr. Arlett, this is your committee. You certainly are. Everyone okay with this, as far as you know?
I am.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
I thought it was Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Medlars, Gosley Creek Pump.